This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
All right, now we are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prophetic Thursday. My name is Allison Kiever, and I am joining you live from our studios and our home in Austin, Texas. We are so glad that you are here with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are joining us on Facebook Live, you probably can see that we have some guests in the studio with us this morning. We have our children who are here with us this morning, who we've told not to be silly, that what we asked them to join us this morning, because this is our final broadcast of the Prophetic Tuesday and Thursday of the year. And so we've asked them to be with us because normally they're at school when we are live with y'all. And so, two things that were on my heart this morning is I just wanted them to see what we do. They don't ever really get to see this or get to be a part of it. And I think it's really important that we include our children. But two, these are three kids who all three of them love the Lord. They all have a very different relationship with Him and they love to sing. They love to praise and worship. They love to pray and they love to just be with people and share the love of God. So we're excited to have them here with us this morning. They're excited too. We're just going to have them introduce themselves. You guys want to step up to the microphone so the people on the radio can hear you? Tell them your name and your age and maybe one of your favorite things about Christmas. Yeah, okay. Okay, Peyton, go first.
I'm Peyton Kieber, and one of my favorite things about Christmas
Don't hold it.
making the cake for baby Jesus.
Awesome. We make a cake for baby Jesus. Okay?
My name is...
Yes, I need to hold the microphone.
My name is Mason, and my favorite thing about Christmas is when we get to celebrate God's birthday.
Yes, good. Okay. That's okay. Come over here and introduce yourself.
My name is Emma.
Here, so they can see you. Okay, say it.
My name is Emma, and...
How old are you?
5.
Okay. What did you tell me in the car the other day when we were talking about if baby Jesus was here, what would he want to have, what would he want to receive for Christmas? Do you remember what you told me? You say the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. We're going to turn off the mic so we're not dual miking here. Yeah, you guys want to pray with us first before we get started? We're going to pray together as we get started. We're doing things a little bit different here this morning, so thanks for joining us. we've got our whole Kiever family here. Again, my name is Allison Kiever. This is my amazing husband, Ian, and our three children, Peyton, Mason, and Emmy Jean. And we're just going to, I have to tell y'all that we were standing here in this, come stand back here, baby. We were standing here today. This is where I pray and get ready to just receive words that the Lord has for you. And before we got started this morning, we had some worship music on, and these three were worshiping with us. And so I told them that they absolutely changed the atmosphere in here this morning when they just ushered in the Holy Spirit. And so I just want y'all to know that I know that the program today is absolutely going to be anointed because I could feel Holy Spirit literally just come on me like a warm coat as the children were worshiping his presence in this morning. So as we get started, I'm going to invite my husband to lead us in prayer.
Okay. Sure, sounds good. All right, kids, join us in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this time, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful season where families gather together, where everybody around the world is coming together to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus. Lord, we just are so grateful for this ministry. Anoint this session, Lord, that it removes us and shows you, God, shows your Holy Spirit that you cover people out there that are listening and watching via Facebook or on BPN radio. You just cover them, Lord, with your love. Lord, let them feel your presence today, God. We thank you again that you're just watching over all of this equipment, Lord, that you're watching over all of those who are out there listening and their families. God, that you just bless everyone this season. And Lord, that for those who may not have family close by or who may be feeling alone, Lord, that they know that you are there with them, God, and that you lead them to a place where they can be in community, God. We are just so grateful for all that you're doing, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your help this morning, guys. You're awesome. Okay, you want to stay in here with us and pray? Okay, fantastic. You are welcome to stay. Well, and thank you so much for those of you who are joining us. Some of you, this might be your first time ever joining us, and my mic's all hooked up. There we go. This might be your first time joining us, so we just want to welcome you to our program. Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are three of our most watched programs. I'm trying to get my camera right here, babe, because we've got it was leaned down here for the kids. Okay, I think we're good. All right, y'all can see me. Okay, so Prophetic Thursday and Prophetic Tuesday are two of our most listened to programs, and we know that that's because people desire to hear a word from the Lord. And so I'm just so thankful for this ministry. I'm so thankful for the walk that we get to be on with this ministry. And you know, many of you have heard me say on the radio that we've got people joining us through Facebook Live, and that's something new that we added in this year. Probably back in maybe April, I want to say, we added in the Facebook Live option, and it's just been fun to have people interact with us both ways. Obviously, radio is what we do. It's who we are. We are a 24-hour internet prayer station where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. And so please know that if you watch us on Facebook, that's not all that we do here. In fact, we are a prayer network, and so we are in constant prayer. We have a staff of 21 people who serve and assist with this ministry. And so it's, you know, it's much larger, I think, than people maybe really assume. And so we're just blessed for this ministry. And it was on my heart this morning before we got started to just say a word of thanks. A word of thanks as we kind of wrap up this year of all of you who have been a part of this. You know, there's so many testimonies that have come into us this year, and we've just seen God's miracles literally work all around us, and we're just blessed to see that and be a part of it. And I would say that if there was anything that we could ask of you going into 2018, would be to just simply share this ministry and share what's happening here at BPN Radio, because there are a lot of people who don't have a church, and there are a lot of people who are disconnected. And when I say disconnected, I mean, you know, some of us who we go through the Christian motions of you know, religion, right? But we are spiritually lacking in the relationship with Jesus. And so there's a disconnect there. And I see it each and every day where people say, oh yeah, I go to church, kind of like it's the right thing to say, kind of like when someone asks you and you say, and they say, how are you doing? And you say, oh, I'm good. And really deep inside, you're like, no, I'm dying. Right? But you put on that smile and you say, I'm good. And it's kind of like that same thing that I'm seeing, is people are like, no, I'm a Christian. And yet there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect between them and God. And I know that people hunger for that, because God put that hunger inside of us to have a relationship with Him. And so we just feel like this ministry is a ministry that can really bridge that for people. And so if they tune in, we've got all different kinds of programs for people to tune in. Obviously, we have Prophetic Tuesday and Thursday, and ever so often we'll have a Prophetic Monday session with a special guest. And but we have church every Sunday, and actually every day church is repeated at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com. And as well as we have a new program that's coming in 2018, where Saturdays will be devoted to businesses and podcasts and people who have a message to help you grow in other areas of your life. And then Sundays will absolutely turn into preaching Sundays, where we don't just have church at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We will have church all day long through different pastors, different people who God has called to preach the word. And so we're very excited for that, but there is something at every hour of every day that this ministry can provide for people. And the only way that we can, all of us, the only way that we can extend the gospel is by opening up our mouth and telling someone else, right? Sharing the good news with them and, sharing a place with them of where they can plug in. Yes, exactly. There's, you know, some of us who, you know, just circumstances. I just saw somebody post on Facebook here. There's just circumstances that allow us to, you know, not have what we can provide for you here. So, all right, I just wanted to start with that. Now, remember, as we dive in today, because I know many of you are eager, I've got lots of words for you. In fact, this morning, Holy Spirit just said, you know what, a lot of these words that I'm going to give you, they're going to come later today while you're prophesying live, and they're just going to come. And so usually, I trust that. I trust Holy Spirit fully. Like I said, we ushered him into the room. He's here with us, and what an anointing program it's going to be today. So thank you for joining us. Now remember, as we get started, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you are here with us and that you are sharing with us. And we are, of course, so thankful for our loyal listeners. And as you know, one word from God can change your life forever. Now, as I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kieber. You met my husband. You met my children. And my husband, Ian, and I, we host a show here on Fridays, which will actually transfer over to Saturdays in the new year, called Marketplace Watch. And that currently airs at Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the theme for our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. And with recent studies showing that 20% of Christians are regularly attending church. Wow, 20%. 20% are regularly attending church. We know that we have to take Jesus out into the marketplace, right? So we absolutely have to take him out into the marketplace. And so when you plug into our show, not only are you going to get tools for success and significance, but we're going to talk about how we incorporate Holy Spirit, how we incorporate God into our business, how we make God the CEO of our business. Because isn't that the truth? That he is the CEO of it all, right? And so how do we make that possible, but also too, we don't come out with a spirit of offense, or that we're not pushing someone who maybe doesn't have the same beliefs as us out of our business. And there's definitely a way that you can do it. And so we share that a little bit more on our program. Now, I personally believe that one of the greatest gifts God has ever given humanity was not sight, but vision. Vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, right? Sight is a function of the eyes. Some of us have it. Some of us, you know, we're not given that, but a majority of us do have sight, right? But vision is a function of the heart. It's a function of the heart, and you can have sight, but you can absolutely lack vision. And throughout history, progress has been made only by people who have seen things that were not here yet, right? Think about that. The progress of all of this moving forward has been brought to us by people who have seen things that have not been here before. And this season always has me reminded of childlike faith, right? Childlike faith to just have that. I don't have to see it to believe it, right? Because, you know, as adults, we sometimes like, well, seeing is believing, right? And children come in with that childlike faith and remind us that no, believing is seeing, right? And believing is seeing. And so, it's so important that we get a mental picture of our destiny, right? That God wants to give that to us. And this morning, as I was taking notes, I was brought to, John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. And I just, that spoke to me because I think some of us would maybe read that scripture and we would think that is for someone who has the prophetic gift. But God wants to speak to each of us prophetically, right? He wants to speak to each of us prophetically. And I was going to share this word later, but I think it's really fitting right now. And of course, now I've lost my notes. I've got too many words for you guys here, and I've got some notes that are, so the Holy Spirit wants to join you, and he wants to be available with you when you're available, right? Sometimes we don't make ourselves available, right? And so it's so important that we make ourselves available to spend time with him on a daily basis, and that we get into that space with him, because he wants to prophetically speak to us and give us words of encouragement or words of edification, right? And words about our future, right? And so just, that's another part of this program that it's really important for you to understand, is that a prophet, they can confirm a vision, but they can't give you your vision. That is given to you directly from God. As you spend time with him, he reveals it to you over time and through prayer. And see, God puts his thoughts in us through the Holy Spirit. And so if God's given you a vision, be excited. Be excited about that vision that he's given you. And trust me, most of the visions that we get from God are so big that they're so outside of ourselves that some of us will walk off questioning, going, are you sure, God? Like, did you have the right Allison? Like, are you sure? Right? Because that's really big. And of course, because that is our God, we have a big, big God that we serve, right? And so he's going to give you a vision. But just know, when you get a vision from God, it's accompanied by a passion. And a passion to say, you know what? I've got to see this through. I have absolutely got to see this through. My life will not be complete if I don't see this vision through. Versus maybe a vision that you have or a dream that you have. And don't get me wrong, visions and dreams that you have are great too, but a lot of times those are accompanied by just a mere interest, where you're kind of like, well, you know, hey, if I do that, like, that's awesome. But if I don't, like, it's not the end of the world, okay? So just wanted to kind of define that for you, because some of you have a vision that God has given you, that it's in your heart, but it's so big and it's still unclear. And so, therefore, it's hard to really walk out that vision. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. You know, some of you are like, you know, wait, that didn't make sense. Remember, a prophet, I'm just a woman. Dale's just a man. At the end of the day, you have to take this word and you have to take it back to prayer. And you have to talk to God about revealing more and more to you. And so, what I've learned is that, you know, God's timing, and will are always perfect. But I have to make a choice to stand in agreement with his timing and will. Does that make sense? Like, it's always perfect, right? But I have to make an agreement. I have to choose. It's so powerful. It's one of the best gifts that God ever gave us, is free will, choice, right? And stand in agreement with his timing and his will. And I must take the actions, right? The actions that are necessary to walk that out. You see, some of us kind of sit there with a vision in our heart, and then we wait for God to do everything through us, right? And so we're waiting for God to do all these things through us. And he's like, hello, can you take a step? Like, I taught you to walk. Like, I gave you feet to walk it out on legs that are capable. And even if he didn't, he gave you means to still get into action, right? To still get into action. Every single one of us has that in us. No matter what state we're in, we have the ability to get into action. And so I must take action. What? Okay, that I must get into action, and I must believe with my whole heart, right? I must believe with my whole heart. Now, my son is getting a word that he feels like he needs to share, so we're going to let him come over here and share that word. Okay, no? Okay, he's kind of camera shy, so being camera shy at this time, I don't really want to speak that over him, because he's not. In fact, he's very spiritually gifted. From about 2 years old, he's been talking to God and angels all around him, and has been sharing with us just, you know, some amazing testimonies, I guess, from the spiritual realm. So, now, many of you have heard our story, so I'm not going to share too much of that with you, but I think our story, if you've heard it, is a testament to when you receive a word, to walking that out, okay? Mine and Ian's story, and because we're kind of running quick on time here, we will share that with you another time. But I do share that, you know, our story matters because your story matters too, right? And it's important that we understand that God is talking to us at all times, right? And so I just want to encourage you that if you receive a word today, that you pray into that. Now, some of you are going to receive a word today that doesn't necessarily have your name attached to it, but something's going to stir in your spirit, and you're going to be able to kind of reach out, take a hold of that word, and say that that's a word for me. That's a word for me. And so if there's something that stirs in your spirit today, I encourage you to write it down. If your name's attached to it, definitely write it down, but write down your word. It's another reason why we obviously let this broadcast replay on Facebook, but also too why we have all of our prophetic sessions that we've ever done. They're in the archives section on our website. And so you can go to our website and you can go to letspraymerica.com and you can see all of the past prophetic sessions that have been given. Now, we don't write down all of your names. So I saw someone the other day messaged us and asked, how do I find a specific prophetic word? We don't do that. So you'll just have to kind of go back and listen to when you feel like a prophetic word may have been delivered to you. So, but we do have that there for you. It's important that you write it down. It's important that then you take it into prayer and that you rehearse it though, and you keep saying that word over and over and over and over again, because you're speaking that word into existence. It's so powerful. We literally speak our worlds into existence. And so, that's another kind of probably a preaching message for another time about, the power of your words and the power that lies within you. Some of us don't realize how much power absolutely lies within us and the power of our own tongues and our own thoughts. And so we're going to go ahead and get started here. Let me get my notes straight again. Okay, I've got lots of names here. Okay, Mason, did you feel like you needed to share now? Okay, all right. Well, just tell me when you're ready. I'm going to put my glasses on because I can see better that way. All right. This first word that I have this morning is for Nettie. Nettie G. Nettie, our Heavenly Father says he's very proud of you. He's very proud of you. He says you have an evangelistic gift upon you. You know this is the gifting of which he set upon you. And you ask, God, let me do big things for your kingdom. He says, Nettie, you are. You are doing big things for my kingdom. He says, your view of big has been skewed by the world. Sometimes has you believing that what you're doing is not enough. That what you're doing is not enough. This season you are in right now, exactly where you are supposed to be. No stages. No recognition. You're just at a season where leather meets the road, and you're speaking into generational kingdom builders, with the work that you are doing right now, He says, rest in this season. Have faith in this season. And know that the big that you have prayed for is right here, right now. And I really feel Holy Spirit kind of nudging me to expand on this word for some of you who are listening right now. That, you know, sometimes many of us have this space, and I know I myself am included, of, okay, God, use me. God, I'm yours. Use me in big ways. Just use me in big ways. And yes, thank you, Nettie. She says, I work as a nurse in a jail. Yes. what a good word. What a good word. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I have to testify to the power of this, you guys. That brings me to tears. Thank you, Nettie, because, I know nothing else than when I write your names on this paper. I write your names down on the paper and, I write them down and I pray for them. So many of you, I don't know who you are. Every once in a while, I see a name that I recognize, but I would say 99% of the time, I don't know these people. And so, I thank you just for that confirmation because, as I've walked through this, this is a new journey for me. God's shown me areas, in my life before where he's shown me that I have this prophetic gifting, but until someone encouraged me, Papa Dale encouraged me to walk it out and to trust in it this year. So this is new. And so there's, me that walks through this whole newness. But so Nettie, I feel Holy Spirit nudging me to, expand on this word, not just for you, but for other people listening, because I think, again, as people who love Jesus, we love Jesus and we know that we are here for such a time as this. We know that we were created to do big things. And so we pray for God to do big things through us. And remembering that, And that's what I hear him saying, is just remembering that his big is different than how, man says, it says big is. And so I hear that, so clearly for you, Nettie, is that he's saying it's not about the stages or the millions of people that you'll speak to. It's not about the recognition that's given to you. It's a leather meets the road type of mission, type of ministry, and that you're speaking into generational kingdom builders. I thought that was just so key what he said, speaking into generational kingdom builders. So the words that you are speaking, the life that you are speaking, the work that you are doing, the big things for the kingdom that you are doing, go generationally through people that you may never see. And that's what he's saying, because you're not doing it for the recognition. You're ultimately doing it for the kingdom of God. And so I just want to encourage all of you who feel like God is not doing big things through you, I want to encourage you that maybe he is, because maybe his big things are not defined the same way that the world defines the big things. And I hear that over and over and over again. And I've got one more word that I want to deliver to Nisha W. in Louisiana, because after God gave me Nisha's word, he came back and then gave me a word for Nettie and Nisha and many of you. And so Nisha, let me share your word, and I think Holy Spirit's going to kind of wrap it up in a nice little bow here with what else he put in my spirit this morning. Nisha, he says, nothing you've ever done can outmeasure my love. Nothing. No. Hear me out. Nothing, nothing you have ever done can outmeasure my love. He says, Nisha, stop getting wrapped up by your past. He says, I do not keep record of any of those things. My word reminds you of that I do not keep record of any of those things. He says, I am more concerned with what you are doing what you are going to do in the future for my glory. The moment you let go of the pain, the shame, the regret, I will begin to use you in ways that only you can imagine. He says, but you must forgive and you must let go of all of the unworthiness that you feel. He says, that's not how I see you. That's not what I call you. And when you do, when you let go of this unworthiness, when you let go of this unworthiness, that you will be able to concentrate on the future that he has in front of you. He has the future in front of you. And so I just bless you, both Nettie and Nisha, and that word that was for both of you, and just the people that are coming into your lives, and just again, just being fully aware that you are placed where you are placed, not by accident, but on purpose, and that the season that you are in is the season that you are supposed to be in. And Nisha, I just want to pray that all of that unworthiness be dropped off of you right now. Church, will you pray with me together for Nisha, that all of the unworthiness of the past, that's being dropped off of her right now in Jesus' name. It's breaking off of her right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we bless you, Nettie and Nisha. And so, like I said, after I got the word for both of you, God really put the stirring in my heart about Rahab. Okay. And, I love the story of Rahab. It's not a long drawn out story, right? But it's a significant story, and she's a significant person in history. I heard this story when I was taking both of your names to the Lord, and what she did, and, the heroicness of what she did. And, you know, if you're not familiar, with her story. You know, her story is that, you know, she was broken. She had a really torn past. You know, she was what we would call a modern day prostitute, a harlot, is you know, what we read about her in the Bible, and so she's someone who could very well be seen that she wasn't worthy of being part of God's plan. She wasn't worthy of doing big things. She wasn't fit, right? And so I think her story is significant, and it's so significant. Again, it's not just me that thinks that she's significant. Like, literally in the Bible, Rahab is one of the only women besides Sarah who was designated as an example of faith in the great cloud of witnesses. Okay? So here's a woman who's completely broken, who could very much think that she's unworthy. How could she play any role in this Jesus, this Messiah that was to come, right? How could she play any role in the building of the kingdom, right? Because of who she was, of all of what she had done. But see, the word says that there was not only faith in her heart that God would be victorious, but also an assured peace that when she hid the spies, that her deliverance from destruction would be taken care of. Her deliverance from destruction would be taken care of. She knew the rest was in faith. The rest. And I believe that the rest, meaning to sit back into rest, right? But also too, that the rest, the future was in faith. And I mean, she became one of the ancestors in the lineage. I mean, it's just, again, an ancestor to our Savior was in this broken woman who thought that she was not unworthy, right? She's not, she wasn't worthy because of who she was, because of what people said that she was, what she had done, right? But God used her, and because she walked that out in faith. And I was so stirred up by this story when I took both Nettie and Nisha's name, because again, that what she did was so significant, and big for our Savior to come. For our Savior to come was rested on the shoulders of the choices and decision that Rahab made in that moment. That in that moment to take in the spies. Right? And so it rested on her shoulders. But here we are going, no, God, I mean, I want to do something big for your kingdom. I need it to be like in lights, and I need to, you know, preach it to as many people as I possibly can. And because the world tells us that that's what it's supposed to look like when we do something big. And not saying that big isn't supposed to happen in some areas and for some people. But I was so stirred by this when he said, but listen, the definition of the big things that I'm going to have you do is not the definition that this world has, because there are only a select few who are going to do it in the way in which you're thinking. In fact, more of you are going to have the big impact like Rahab, in the way of, she didn't stand on a stage. In fact, she hid, right? And she didn't, there wasn't a stage, there was a hiding, right? And there was a belief of victory, a belief of victory. Did you hear that? She said that, I'm going to repeat that again. There was not only faith in her heart that God would be victorious, but also an assured peace that when she hid the spies, that her deliverance from destruction would be taken care of. Those are some powerful words right there that I think some of us need to pray into, that God would be victorious. God is always victorious. The war has already been won. Some of us are battling a war that's already been won, right? Because we are not having faith in the deliverance of destruction from destruction. We're not having faith in that. And she knew that it was in the rest. In the rest. Such a powerful word, rest. Because not only does rest mean future, what is left, right? The rest. But rest also means to sit back and sit in it and just take a deep breath and meditate and take rest in it. And the divine grace, right? The divine grace of where you sit, of where you sit, just knowing that the big things, that vision that we spoke about earlier, that God has put in your heart. Yes, thank you, Jesus. That vision that God has put in your heart doesn't match anybody else's vision. It's a vision that he gave to you. And it's a vision that you are supposed to walk out. Now, everything else that's coming in the way of that is just the things that are coming in the way of that. That's all that it is. Because you have the opportunity to walk out and be victorious. And whatever that vision is. And I want to pray over those of you who receive that word today and receive that story, the story of Rahab. I mean, go back and reread the story, right? Go back and read her story and what she did. Especially the women of the Bible and the women of the Bible, I feel this space where I want to connect with them. Right? And maybe it's because there's a piece of them that is in me. That is in me, right? And it's in each of us. And to go back and say, okay, God, okay, what's my Rahab moment? Okay. Maybe it doesn't have to be a stage or my name in lights. Maybe it is. I don't know, God. Clarify my vision, God. Clarify the vision that you've given me. Thank you, Jesus, for the visions that you give each and every one of us. Thank you, God, that you have not left out a single one of us in the vision department. God, that you did not leave us out in the favor department. No, there wasn't a conveyor belt in heaven where you said, this one gets vision, that one just goes that way, that one just goes lost, that one just goes wandering. No, y'all get vision, y'all get vision, y'all get favor. Y'all get favor. And I just thank you, Jesus, that every single one of us has that in our lives, God, but that you give us the free will and the choice to walk it out, to take action towards that vision that you have given to us, God. And God, thank you that a vision that you have given to us will be made way free of the obstacles. There may be obstacles that stand in front of us that look like challenging obstacles, God, but that we will be made free and those will just disappear as we walk out the vision that you have set before us. God, thank you for all of the visionaries that you have placed upon this earth and that have had the courage to walk them out before, for we are at such a time as this in our lives because we stand on their shoulders, literally standing on the shoulders of giants, God. But thank you, God, that you remind us that we too are giants that others will stand on the shoulders of. Thank you, God. Thank you for that. And thank you for the blessing that you have placed on Nettie and Nisha and all of those who received that word. And this next word that I have is for Nicole M. in Louisiana. Nicole, he says it's a new year and there's a new business and new adventures coming your way. He says it's time to prioritize. It's time to write down your goals and your visions that I've placed inside of you. It's time to strategize. It's time to strategize. It's time to walk in belief and confidence. Nicole, it's time to get your swagger back. I love that. Get your swagger back. And I felt like, again, I always write down your words, but when I'm delivering them, so oftentimes Holy Spirit just nudges me to go a little bit further. And Nicole, I'm feeling like this word for you is something that it might get you a little bit stirred up, might get you a little going, oh, that's not me at all. Strategy, nope, that's not me. Visions, nope, that's not me. Goals, not me. Prioritize, not me. And he's saying, yeah, that's why I'm speaking all of those things to you, because it's time. It's time that you write down your goals. It's time that you prioritize. It's time that you walk out the visions that I've placed inside of you. It's time for strategy. It's time for a plan. And I just really hear him saying that you've been praying about what 2018 will bring to you. And that's what he's saying, that there's new adventures and there's new business. And again, this is a word for many, but thank you, Jesus. He's saying that so many of us want to walk out in the new. We want to walk out in the new. We want to have new. We kind of like, okay, I took all the old stuff off. I'm ready to walk out in the new. And although that's part of the process, he says also part of the process is sitting down and prioritizing and strategizing and putting together what you want to see come forward this year. Not just because we're treating our prayers like God's a magic genie, right? Like he's a magic genie in a bottle, and we're kind of just rubbing it going, oh God, I wish you would do this for me. Okay, just make this come true for me. Like make this happen in my life, God. And so that's how we're throwing up our prayers, right? We're throwing up our prayers like hopes and wishes instead of actually praying to God and having a conversation with him about what he expects of us so that we can walk out the vision and that we can walk out the purpose that he has placed upon us. And I thank you, Jesus. And I'm just feeling him saying this is that you will not walk out the purpose that I have placed upon your life while you're still stuck in the wishing and hoping. And that's good. That's good. While you're still stuck in the wishing and the hoping, you will not be able to walk out the purpose and the vision that he has placed inside of you. And so we must turn our hopes and our wishes into strategic prayers and specific prayers. How many of us are not praying specifically? We're not praying specifically for what we want God to do, but not praying specifically about what God wants us to do. And so we're walking around going, well, I think he wants this. Like this sounds good. So that must be what he wants. Like that sounds good. That sounds like it's right for me. And we're struggling, right? We're struggling with the sense to actually walk out and going, no, this is what he wants me to do. This is what he wants me to do. And I just, I praise you, Jesus, for that word and for the expansion of that word. And I want to bless Nicole. And I want to bless that, although this is something new for her, this is something different for her, God, that you will help guide her pen. You will help guide her words, even in the strategy and the plan that is to come forth. And for all of this newness that you have to come into her life, God, that you will help guide this, process, and that she doesn't get stuck in the I can't or I've nevers, and that she go forward in the of course I can, because with God is with me. God is with me. And so therefore I can do all things, right? I can do all things through him. And he is powerful through you, even in the small details of writing down the vision, writing down the goals, strategizing, coming up with a game plan. I encourage you, Nicole, and I encourage those of you out there, let God write your game plan. Let God write your game plan. Let him write your game plan. Let him be the CEO of all of this. Allow him to be the CEO. Some of us need to let go of control so that God can be the CEO of our business, of our finances, of our marriages, of our family, right? And allow God to be the CEO. And I just bless you, Nicole, and I bless that word for you in Jesus' name. This next word that I have for Joey H. in Texas. Joey, God just said the word, at first he just said finances. And so I had to really pray and go, okay, what else? What else, God? I just kept hearing the word over and over and over again, finances. And God was revealing to me that that's a word that you keep saying over and over and over again as well, Joey, is finances. That's a word that's every day. It's coming up. It's in every prayer, finances. And he says, Joey, it's time to buy a shovel. It's time to buy a shovel. The windfall is coming, but without the shovel and the heart to do it, it will be withheld. When you hold the shovel in your hand and a plan in your heart, you'll only need the stamina to shovel it out as fast as it comes in. God will direct every shovel of dirt And I, at this point, Joey, I have to tell you that I saw a man actually shoveling a big dirt hole. And just like how tedious that is. That's a lot of work. There's a lot of stamina that goes into that. My husband has shoveled dirt for 12 hours straight when he was working construction. And I know, I know how much stamina that takes and what that can look like. But God showed me that and he said, God will direct every shovel of dirt, meaning every piece of dirt that you take out accordingly. And you will need for very little. For this abundance will not be yours to keep, but it will be yours to steward and to distribute. Steward and distribute. And again, it's, thank you, Jesus. I want to pray a blessing over Joey, and I want to pray a blessing over all that is to come, or all that is already, coming his way, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you for that clarification. Already coming your way, Joey. I just pray a blessing over that. I pray a blessing over your heart and your hands, and all of the people and the discernment, because when you have so much coming in that you are supposed to steward and distribute, you will get those who come around who aren't really the ones that are in need. And I just pray for the discernment, that you be given to distribute accordingly, to distribute accordingly as God provides and as he suggests and as he directs. And I just pray, that what God's word said here, Joey, is that you will no longer need. You will no longer need. The finances will be taken care of on your end because of the abundance of these finances are just going to go through you. They're literally going to go through you. And I just, again, I see the shoveling of dirt, like, you know, digging the hole, like, but, and then like dirt just keeps kind of filling back in, and you're not questioning. You're not like, why is I'm shoveling out dirt, but it keeps coming back in because it's not dirt. You've got a tool. You've got a tool to shovel it out and distribute it that God has given you. And I just bless you, Joey, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All right. This next word that I have is for Ben S. Ben, I kept hearing a message over and over again about the dry places, the dry places. God says, it feels to you as at times, like you are looking around and you're seeing nothing but desert land. That you're seeing absolutely nothing but desert land. And sometimes you've even thought to yourself, there's more tumbleweeds here than there are people. There's more tumbleweeds here than there are people. There's more dryness here than there is fruit. And then I heard Psalms 107:35. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water and dry land into springs of water. And he says, Ben, this is your verse for this season. Isaiah 44:3. I will pour water upon the thirsty. I will pour my spirit upon your seed and blessing upon your descendants. And that's, he said, that's your scripture. That's your scripture for this season. I just bless you, Ben. And the dry place that it seems that you're in, that I'm really feeling like God was saying here that he's going to spring up a well, right? He's going to spring up a well there, and it's going to be covered. And I just, this morning I was really stirred, and there's a connection, and you'll have to pray into this, but there's a connection to Moses and Aaron and the journey. And so I just encourage you, Ben, to pray into that and what God can reveal to you through that, because that's a prophecy in part for you, Ben. And I just bless you, Ben. And I bless your mission field, and the mission field that's before you. I bless your marriage and your family and, those who are in your flock. You've got a flock. And, yes, thank you, Jesus. And you've been trying to lead them through this dry place, and they're falling off because they're hungry and they're thirsty and it's dry land, and believing that God's going to spring up that well. He's going to spring up that well, Ben, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right. And the next word that I have is for Mandy R in Kansas. Mandy, he says, a river flows from your heart. A raging river of love. You're very spiritually and emotionally connected. You have a gift and a strength of empathy. In fact, counselor is the word and title that he gives you. Counselor. You're a listener. You're a solution locator. And you're a peacemaker and a guider. He says, evidence of this has been all around you, and the people who constantly tell you what a great listener you are. The people who say, thank you, Mandy, for your guidance and your advice, because it really helped me. All of the people who continue to come for you for counsel and for guidance. He says, your gifting is about to be used in an even bigger way. You will be appointed a position to fully walk out and use this particular gifting. It's a good word. That's a good word. And I wrote this down too, Mandy, is that there is a church that's awaiting your gifting. There's a church that's awaiting your gifting. And again, the counselor is not a definition that's been given to you by a diploma that hangs on the wall or by man. It's been given to you by God, and the edification and the and all of the evidence has come to you through all of the people who have repeated it over and over again. And I just want to bless you, Mandy, and I'll bless that word for you. And I just bless all of the people that you are about to impact, and that you have impacted, in just being you, right? And that I hear you saying, I'm just being me, right? And he's saying, yes, Mandy, it's the gift that I've specifically given to you. See, so many times that when we have a gift that God's given to us, it's so innate that we have a hard time recognizing that it's an actual gift. And even sometimes the enemy will have us play upon that gifting as a weakness. And God says, no, Mandy, this is a counselor. Counselor, yes, you're a great listener. You're a great listener. It's not a gift. It's a gift that more need. Yes, gift that more need. But you have this God-given gift, and I just bless you, Mandy. And I bless the journey that you are embarking on. And I bless the church that's going to receive you. It's going to receive you and receive your gift in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Before we go into any more words, I'm going to have my husband come over and pray for those of you who have been giving us your names and those of you, I'm just going to, I always like to step aside and I look over some of the names that he's written and see if I get any words as I just pray over them. So I'm going to let my husband pray for you for a minute.
So good. Hey, guys. Man, it's so awesome. She does so amazing, and just love her heart and her, gosh, presence here, and just how she lets the Holy Spirit flow into delivering these messages for all of you. And again, the tireless work that she puts into it each day, preparing for these prophetic sessions. And just thank you, baby, for doing what you do. I actually wanted to, want to go back. If you have possibly received a word from one of our past prophetic sessions and you missed it, or perhaps you want to go back and hear it, actually, if you go to breakoutradiochurch.com and you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll actually see the past prophetic sessions. And there's words that Dale has actually prophesied over the years past, but then there's the prophetic sessions, the recordings from our previous prophetic sessions that are right there, and you can go back and listen to them as much or as little as you like. And want to also point your attention to some other resources for you. Let'spray.com. If you need prayer, you know, if you want to submit a prayer request, you can do so by heading over to letspraymerica.com, and you can go to prayer requests, and you can submit your prayer where you will be prayed over for the next 7 days. Your prayer will be prayed for. You'll have church staff praying for you, and you can submit it that way. There's also some other wonderful resources. And you know, as we come to the year end, it's important that each of us take a look back over the previous year and assess from our personal experiences, you know, what did we do this past year? What did maybe we want to improve on for the next year? Because here's what I know is that if you do the same things you've done in the things past, you're going to have the same things and the same issues and the same blessings that come in the next year. But if you want to have increase in your life, sometimes you've got to look at what you've been doing and see how you can change direction to do it better for the
next year. And obviously, as we move into the new year, people set New Year's resolutions. They do the different things they look at. But I want to encourage you to not wait for a date on the calendar. Start reflecting back over the past year of what happened in your life over 2017, and start thinking about, hey, what do I want to put in here and in here to make 2018 the year that changes everything for me? And so, some great resources here. If you go to letspraymerica.com and click on resources, there's the book by Gene Gentry called Overwhelming Victory. And it's actually a book about Gene's victorious healing of cancer in 2004. And so maybe you are battling sickness right now, or you've got a loved one that's battling from cancer or sickness of some sort. This Overwhelming Victory book could be a resource for you or for your loved one, and it's free. It's a free download that you can go and download there. Also free for download is Dale's book, God Assignments. You know, this book contains valuable information concerning the prophetic, including how to hear the voice and instructions on how to receive a prophecy. So if maybe you're here and you have questions, or you're struggling with hearing the voice yourself, then again, what are you putting in? Right? Oftentimes we get stuck in this pattern of listening to ourselves to help say, I can't hear, I can't hear, I can't hear. But what we really need to do is receive from somewhere else how to hear. And so what you put in is what's going to come out, right? So I encourage you to dive into that. There's also a few other things. Let's Pray America. We've got some, he's got some audio. Right, some wonderful audio for you to tune in. Again, these are all free downloads, free resources for you to utilize and to help grow in your relationship with God and the Holy Ghost. And so, want to encourage you to do so. Also, would like to, this is a ministry program that's fully funded and supported by you, our loyal listeners and viewers on Facebook Live. And, in doing such, we want to invite you to sow a seed into this ministry. And if you'd like to give a contribution to Breakout Ministries, to the prophetic words that are being delivered here, or to Breakout Radio Church, you can do so by heading over to Breakout Radio Church, or bpnradio.com, or letspraymerica.com. And on each of those websites, you will find a donate button that allows you to sow a seed into this ministry via PayPal with a debit or a credit card. Or if you prefer to send a check, you can do so by making those checks out to Breakout Ministries and sending them to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas 78709. And again, we just want to thank you so much for all of those who have sowed into this ministry over the past years and have helped us to continue growing. I mean, we've got Aliona in Moldova who's handling the controls, and we've got Michael Schonborn who's an engineer back, and he's in Germany, and he's handling things. We've got Ruth Gentry that's managing the station and all the things going on. We've got Dale and Jean who pour their hearts each and every day into this ministry, and many others who are a part of this family, who continue to provide content and just spill the love of God out through the airwaves and that reaches all around the globe. I saw we had somebody here from South Africa today, and again, I just want to encourage you that as we sit in this time of season to reflect upon the birth of our Savior, the baby that changed everything for each and every one of us, that gives us that hope for that new life, that hope for afterlife, that hope and that love that no matter where we are, that we are never alone, and that we are so loved that somebody would give up their life for us so that we could have everlasting life. What an amazing blessing that is, and that your gifts this year reflect that love to others out there. And that the best gift that you can give somebody is that freedom of salvation. Maybe there are people around you that need to hear your testimony, right? And it's not about making them make a decision, right? You don't have to make other people decide for them. Just share the love that you've received, the love that you have felt with them, and maybe they're looking for that love too. Maybe they're looking for an answer that you can lead them into next steps. And so remember that the best gift isn't going to be some trinket that you give somebody this year, but it can be the true meaning behind Christmas, right? It can be the true meaning of what this season is all about. And so, again, just want to thank you all for being a part of this ministry and for sowing into it, for viewing it, for sharing it. And, again, just we love you all so much and are so grateful for each and every one of you. And so I'll turn it back over to my wife now and let her jump back into this. But thanks again for being a part of this. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you shortly.
All right. Thanks, baby. when I stepped aside, I have to tell you that I saw your names and praying over you, and I saw a message that had come through, and it's really stirring me up right now to share a word for her, because even though it's just stirring for me. And so Jennifer and Washington, I just really feel like God is saying right now the reason why you're dealing with this, and just to kind of let the audience know, so if there's someone out there that needs to relate to this word, is that she's feeling like everything that she prays for, she sees happening in other people's lives, and it's not happening for her. And she's hearing God say, "It, when I make these things happen for other people, will you still follow me?" And she's saying, "Of course, my answer is yes." And I just, God just really stirred in my spirit that, you know, he's a chain breaker, right? He's a chain breaker. And, we have to look at, thank you, Jesus. We have to look at the things that God's not doing just as much as the things that God is doing. And he's saying, the things that I'm not doing in your life, there's reason to that just as much as there's reasons that for the things that I am doing in your life. And I kept hearing God say the spirit of comparison, of breaking off the spirit of comparison. And although you don't feel like you compare yourself to others, you feel like, you know, no, I do cheer for them when they succeed. I do cheer for them when they receive the things, that they've been asking for. I do cheer for them, but there's still a root. Thank you, Jesus. And here's the picture that he's showing me is that, when you go out and you pull up a weed. When you pull a weed up, you can really pull the top of the weed out, and you might even get some of the roots that are attached to the weed. But unless you go in and you actually dig out the entire weed, that weed will still come back. And every time it comes back, it will come back more so. And Jen, that's just really what I hear God saying for you, is that this spirit, some of these spirits that are still on you, that need delivering, that need to be rooted, completely rooted out, need to go away before all of the blessings that he's had for you in that area. Because remember, he is blessing you. He's still definitely blessing you along the way, and that the things that you've been praying for, yes, they aren't just for other people, that they are for you, that everyone's journey is different. We can't compare it to any other else or anyone else's journey. We have to kind of look at our own. And Jen, I hear him saying that you cannot be crippled by the past. You can't continue to be crippled by the past. The past is done. It is done. It is what it is. You have to walk forward, because there is a ministry that is in your heart. There is a vision that he's placed upon you. And I hear him saying right now that he wants you to focus on that vision. He wants you to focus on that vision that he has placed upon you. And instead of asking for what you want, asking God, what do you want to do through me? What do you want to do through me? Because he's breaking some things off so that when you go out and you do those, he does those things through you, they can fully and wholly be done through you. And there's not any part of it that is of you, if that makes sense. And so that's a prophecy in part right there for you, Jen. But I just really felt like I needed to give God's word on that right away when he stirred that in my spirit. So this next word that I have is for Tracy A. in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. Tracy, Wanderer. He says, that's not the name that he's given to you. That's not the name that he's given to you. He says, you can stop right now. You can stop right now with that name. He says, you've grown tired because you've been wandering around the mountain over and over and over and over again, wandering around this same mountain. He says, why do you wander? Because it's not your mountain. It was never your mountain. Your mountain, yours was meant to be climbed and intended to be summited, not walked around. You see, that's what can happen. That's what can happen to many of us. And we thank you, Jesus. And he's saying we tend to embrace the wandering, thinking that we're made to wander this mountain until he tells us to climb it. I'm just going to wander here until he tells us to climb it. And we're wandering and wandering. And he's saying, but this mountain was never meant for you in the first place. And thank you, Jesus. Jen, I feel like this is a word, to you as well. And that started out for Tracy. And I love the way that Jesus is working and all of this, how powerful this is. But there's these mountains that you're wandering and you're wandering over and over and over again. And you're growing so tired because wandering around the same mountain is tiring. It's tiring. It's frustrating. It's saddening, right? But some of us are, here we are wandering and go, he's like, hello, yours is over there. See that big one? That really big one? It seems impossible to summit. Yeah, that one. That one's yours. That one is yours. See, there's no one else that can summit it the way you can. Just like the one that you've been wandering, there's someone who's summiting it right now because it's their mountain. It's their mountain. But you can't summit the mountain that's not intended for you to summit. No. Mm-mm. He says, so child, stop wandering. Stop wandering and go to your mountain. The mountain that was meant for you to climb and the mountain that was for to be summited. And see, some of us have grown so comfortable in embracing the wandering. We've embraced it that we've said, oh, I'm just going to embrace this season of sadness, of loneliness, of tiredness, of enduring. I'm just going to embrace it. But maybe God's trying to tell you this was never your mountain. The enemy would have you grow tired and weary, because if you're tired and weary, it's hard to summit your own mountain. You've got to summit your own mountain with energy and renewal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. And I just want to pray supernatural renewal into Tracy and to Jen. Supernatural renewal that only Jesus can give them. Supernaturally show them, Jesus, the mountain that you have for them, the mountain that was intended for them to climb and for them to summit. Jesus, I pray that you reveal it today, right now, Jesus. Right now, in your name, reveal it, God. God, we know that you do not call us wanderers. Now we know, God, that not all who wander are lost. We also know that, God. For if we're wandering and it's leading us to you, God, we thank you for that. But God, I'm hearing you say that most are caught up in the wandering and they've embraced the wandering that was never theirs to embrace. And I just pray for renewal, God. For renewal and a revitalization in their being, God. For a new heart, God. God, take out this hardened, cold heart. This heart of concrete and replace it with something brand new, God. Your word promises that you'll do that, God. We're just believing that today you will do that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, God. Yes, in Jesus' name. And this next word that I have is for Tyrone C. in London. And London, how awesome is this? We've got people in the UK. Tyrone, he says, you're a ministry leader, you're a church builder, and you're a gatherer. You'll lead a traveling ministry. A traveling ministry. I heard God saying that you will lead revival across the land. It's not the title man has given you, but an honorable title and a name that God has given you. And Tyrone, I saw three women. God said three women that will bring significance into your life unlike any that you've ever felt before. And each of them will bring different gifts, and their gifts will assist you in your calling. They will assist you in your calling. And I just bless you and bless the ministry that you are about to walk out, Tyrone, there in London. And I bless that God give you the discernment and the eyes, the spiritual eyes, to see the three women that he has set to be with you. Yes, to be with you in this journey and to bring their gifts. And thank you, Jesus. I see him saying, and their gifts and you, it will round it out. It will round it out. And it will be a force. It will be a force. Yes, a traveling force. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you right now, Tyrone, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. Well, it's 11:10 and we are going to wrap up here our prophetic Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys. Oh, Mason has something. Here he is. Are we going to close it out, buddy? Got to come now. Here's my son, Mason.
Come on.
Well, okay. At least just come with us and pray. All right. Come over here. Okay. We are going to pray and we are going to say Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. And one of our family traditions, let me share a couple family traditions with you that we like to celebrate. Maybe you can implement them into your traditions. One, we always bake a birthday cake for Jesus. And so we celebrate Jesus's birthday and we bake a cake for Jesus. Another one of our traditions is that we always make sure that we read the Christmas story on Christmas morning. You know, ideally, I think we would do that before gifts. But realistically, we do that usually after gifts, but we do read the Christmas story, and so that our children can just really be present in the real reason of why we have gifts under the tree and why we celebrate just such an amazing time of year and such an amazing season. And then another tradition that we have is that after Christmas, we sit down as a family and we review our guiding principles that we have set forth for our family, and we create new visions and for the new year. All of us individually, the kids do it. We get out the big, huge vision boards and we go through magazines and cut out and hear what God's saying to each and every one of us about our wants and our desires and our needs and what we're supposed to do. And we do that together as a family. So wanted to share those traditions with you. Maybe it's something that you can start. Mason, let me come close. You can speak in the microphone. What do you want to say?
God is the lion.
God is the lion. There you go. God is the lion. You heard it from our little 7-year-old. That was what was on his heart today. We thank you guys. We love you. Let's close it in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you so much, God. Thank you so much for another amazing and anointed session, God. We thank you for those who are listening, for those who will continue to listen, God. God, we thank you for your presence and your Holy Spirit in our lives each and every day, God. God, we thank you for the opportunities that you provide for us each and every day to share your love, God. God, may this season extend into every other season of our lives, God, where we just share the love, the gift that you are, God. We know, like my husband said, the greatest gift that someone can receive is your salvation, God. And far be it for me to be someone who gets in the way of that, God. God, let me be bold and courageous. God, I just pray for bold and courageousness for every single one of those who are listening and who are watching as we walk out and we share the love of Christ with those out there who need to hear that they are loved by a Heavenly Father who has not forgotten them or forsaken them. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We glorify you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless. Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. It's not so much that we
still dare to be so bold to pray. Hear our prayer. Oh, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer, oh Lord, and hear our land. May it be that we've not wandered too far away to be redeemed, to turn a spark into a flame again, and live this truth that we believe. Hear our prayer. Oh, hear our prayer. Justified it to be the master of my fate. We will not relive what we've let you forgive. Find us falling on your mercy. Find us falling on your
above all kings, above all names. Now revealed in I'm standing at the end of me. In the rubble of my broken dreams, and the wells I've dug aren't filling me, and the world I've made's not what it seems to be. My life, Your grace, here I exchange. Hold me, for all You are, I lay at Your feet my broken heart, and I'll find my healing in Your scars. Hold me, for all You are.
You're the anchor in a raging sea. In the center of the storm, You are my peace. You're the dream.
like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Let every heart break. Everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door.
with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing up when your love came down. Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
I could sing of your love.
I could sing of your love.
All to him I owe. Sin complete. Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. He washed me white as snow.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
they hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. I stand in him complete. Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Crimson stain, he washed me white.